This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies of blue.
And good morning. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, before the end of the last hour, we were talking with Catherine. She had a number of questions. She had one more, so I asked her to hang tight with me. So, Catherine, what was that other question you had for us?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Patrick.
No problem.
So, I've been using Bone-Eyed Weed Beater Ultra.
Okay.
I'm not somebody who really does anything other than organic, but this product has been a godsend in many regards. And I'm wondering, can I still use this now?
So, yes, because the Weed Beater Ultra will work. And with the temperatures can go down to 45 degrees, whereas a lot of weed killers in the lawn need for the temperatures to be 65 or higher. So Weed Beater Ultra can be used early and can be used late in the season. And so you definitely have time right now to do that.
You know what? That's wonderful. I appreciate it. I love your show.
Well, thank you.
I love speaking to you. I love hearing from you. And thank you so much.
No problem, Catherine. You have a
great
rest of your day. All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. So before I go to the next phone call, we had somebody call in who couldn't hang around. But they were looking. They had some questions about winterizing roses, right? They had some white ones, pink ones, purple ones, all the different types, right? They want to know kind of what to do. And so these are all things that we should do now, right? We should clean up the ground around the roses, get rid of any of the fallen leaves, the debris around it. Because sometimes they can have some pests, diseases, that type of thing. We don't want them to overwinter around the rose or on the ground, so we want to clean it up. We want to then get rid of any of the, you know, struggling flowers. Get rid of any of the, you know, it's kind of like we're deadheading, right? Clean up any of the plants that don't look so great. Excuse me, any of the flowers, right? So that when it comes to spring, it's ready to pop in and it's not trying to get rid of that flower in the spring. Now, this is a good time. You can prune the rose down if you wanted to, but you want to make sure you keep the strongest canes intact and so that they can be perfectly winterized. Some of them can be cut back to like 2-4 feet tall. Really up to you. Maybe, you know, it really depends on the size that you're coming from with a rose. Like if you have a 10-foot rose, and that'd be crazy, but if you have a 10-foot regular bush rose, you're not going to cut it down to 2 feet, right? You're not going to want to go over half of the plant. But we can do some pruning in the spring, too. Remember, we talk about pruning in the spring right around when the Red Sox come back to Fenway and start playing baseball, right? That's about the time when you will do a lot of your pruning. The other thing is you do not want to fertilize the roses in the fall, right? And maybe, you know, the last time you fertilized should have been late summer, early fall, but you don't want to use it. You want to make sure it's not done early. Some other things you can be doing for winter, they make some of these like cardboard. It's like that plastic, not plasticky, but like the rubberized cardboard. I can't think of the name of what it is at the moment. But they make them into like little teepees. They're like collars for the rose plants. You can put those over to help protect them. You can mound soil, leaves, straw, those types of things around it. Some people will just look at tipping the rose, just taking off the tips around it and then cutting later on. So those are all some options for you when it comes to roses. So, you know, protecting them is a huge thing. One other thing that you just might not think about, and my father used to talk about it all the time, and I remember when I first like started thinking about it, I was like, oh, he's crazy. I mean, we knew he was, but you know what I'm saying. He was talking about spraying wilt-proof over the tips of the roses, any fresh cuts, those types of things. But it makes so much sense because it holds that moisture in the plant for the winter, holds them for everything. So it's definitely worth it. I would look at using that on roses and even on hydrangeas, okay? So those are some things to think about. Now, for everybody else, phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, Nathan, who's up next?
Gary's in Cape Cod.
Gary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Okay, thank you, Patrick. I've got some lawn questions.
Sure.
I just had my yard aerated and compost spread throughout the yard.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if it's somewhat redundant to, I usually do the winter fertilizer, the Magic Cal and Love Your Soil this time of year, but the man that did the work for me said that's probably not necessary.
Well, I mean, there's still lawn there, right?
Yeah, but he composted it, you know,
okay,
and aerated it, and he said that would provide the nutrients, you know, into the root systems.
Yeah, no, that's far from it. I apologize that somebody would say that to you, because the fact of the matter is just by aerating, all you're doing is opening it up. You're not releasing some of those nutrients. You're not,
okay.
You know, the compost, putting compost down is great. Organic matter is a huge factor when it comes to the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
But the lawn that's already there, that's, you know, under that area, needs to be fed into the winter because it's still growing.
Okay.
Right? So using the winterizer definitely needs to be done. The Love Your Soil and the Magic Cal, I mean, you aerated the soil for a reason, right? Because it was probably very compact.
Yeah, it was just, you could tell the lawn was very tired from the stress over the summer.
Yeah, so
yeah,
so it had some issues. So
yep.
the lawn had issues, and it's like we're sick and we just don't do anything and wonder why it takes forever for us to get better, right? That's where that Love Your Soil and Magic Cal comes in.
Gotcha.
Because it's helping the nutrients be readily available. So what Love Your Soil does, it's like a fast-acting gypsum. So gypsum breaks down compact areas, helps release trapped nutrients, and gets them to the surface. What it also does is can leach out the system of the soil, which is not a bad thing, because in New England, in Massachusetts, our soil levels tend to be higher in phosphorus. But what happens is after fertilization, after fertilization, after fertilization, sometimes it gets trapped. And if you did a soil sample, you could see that our phosphorus levels are astronomical. But they're going to keep staying that way if we don't do something. And that's where that Love Your Soil comes in. It helps break it down and actually releases it to where it goes, leaches some of it out, and then gets you back to a regular level so that when you're fertilizing that 4 or 5 steps, it will actually allow the fertilizer to go where it needs instead of just sitting there. So, just because you aerated and put compost down, to be honest, that's not helping the nutrients completely. I honestly would be putting that down, and then you can put that Magi-Cal and Love Your Soil back down in the spring again.
Right.
Because okay. It's a product
so
that
I'm
can
gonna,
be
I'm
used.
Going, you want me to, so I should use the winter fertilizer and do Magi-Cal and do Love Your Soil.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, that's great advice. And, my lawn's in very good shape, but, I just wanted to make sure it was really healthy going into next year.
Well, so everything you do now is going to help it in be ready in the spring, because our lawn is still active, even though we don't see it until the ground freezes. And I don't see the ground freezing, especially in Cape Cod, maybe for another month or so. And if we're not feeding it and giving it something, it's going to be weak going into winter. So I would definitely feed it at this point and use those other products.
All right. Thank you so much, Patrick. Really
no problem, Gary.
It.
You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a break. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have some more calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Susan's in New Hampshire.
Susan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I love your show, by the way.
Well, thank you.
I have about a 6-foot by 6-foot patch of garden out in front.
Mm-hmm.
And for years, probably 20 or more years, I've had wave petunias in there, and they reseed themselves. And it's been magnificent. However, this year, all of a sudden, grass has gotten in around the edges, and it's... What do? Get rid of the grass. It's a lot to pull.
Okay.
Plus I am not able to bend over very well right now. And so I'm wondering, is there something that I can put on it to kill the grass and not kill the seeds?
So there is a product out there, but I'm looking it up. While we speak to see if it does, if it's okay to go over wave petunias.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's considered a grass killer, but I know, I'm just wondering if it'll affect annuals like that, well, perennial types like that. Just take a second while we're looking this up, because I know that you can do it over like heavier shrubs and some perennials, but I'm not sure. Usually it has like a list on the back of the product of like what it can go over the top of.
Well, particularly since these are seeds, you know, they come back up from where they reseeded.
Yeah, exactly.
This year I was told by a landscaper that the original producers of wave petunias got smart, and now they sterilize their seeds.
So I
can't really start from brand new, you know, like I did 20 years ago.
No, definitely. So I don't see Petunia on the back of the label here. So there's a product out there called Over the Top 2. There's also like a Grass Be Gone that a lot of people use when it comes to weedy grasses in the flowering bed. But it's a spray that goes over, like obviously over the top, but has to hit the grassy leaves. Now, are the petunias already kind of cut down, or are they there, or?
Well, toward the back of the patch, it's still blooming because the grass has not gotten to it.
Gotcha.
But the front, where the grass has taken over, of course, the flowers are gone.
Yeah. What I would look at doing is, you know, that area that is kind of the flowers are gone, the plant is maybe, you know, testing something out along these lines. There's, like I said, this one's called Over the Top 2. There is a product out there, was called Grass Be Gone. I think it's still a product out there from Ortho.
Yeah, I remember using it a long time ago.
You know, and they say that, it's just a grassy killer. So it's funny, the picture on the bottle, right, has a picture of bulbs. So it's tulips, daffodils.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, that might be the easier one to do because it comes in like a trigger spray, whereas that over the top, you have to mix. So I'm trying to see.
I can understand where it would maybe be okay for bulbs and even annuals. I mean, perennials.
Yeah, because they're a little bit stronger, right?
But seeds are like,
That's kind of where I am in between, right? So, you know, another thing, well, it's a seed. Because you can't really use a preventative, like a corn gluten or something along those lines, because they kill weed seeds. What I might do is grab a bottle of the Grass Be Gone, right? Try it out in a small section while there's grass there. See if it kills the grass and leaves the plant. That way you're not affecting the whole area. Just use like a small spot. And that can tell you if it'll work. But otherwise, there's not really a lot you can use as a spray to get rid of it.
How about Roundup?
Roundup will kill everything. If you have more questions, hang tight. We'll be back.
Okay, thanks.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News.
Pfizer has announced that it plans to sell its COVID-19 vaccine for between $110 and $130 per dose once the U.S. government stops buying the shots. It is unknown when the supply of vaccines already purchased by the U.S. will run out or if Congress will authorize additional funding to buy vaccines. A Pfizer executive said that the company expects to start charging for the vaccine in early 2023. The mayor of Portland, Oregon plans to ban camping on city streets and move unhoused people to designated campsites.
We need to move our scattered, vulnerable homeless population closer to the services that they need.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. And for the break, we were talking with Susan. I know some more questions, so I wanted to keep her along. So, Susan, what else do you have for us?
Well, I was along that same line. I can remember your dad used to talk about cleanup instead of
Roundup. Yep.
And I can remember he used to talk about take a brush and paint that on things.
Yep.
Or put a cardboard around it so it doesn't go any further.
Yep. So what you could do.
Work?
Yeah, so what you could do, I mean, it's just not something you want to spray over the top of the plant or in the wind, right? So that's where the mm-hmm. painting comes yeah. in. That's where the cardboard comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So the cardboard is if it was windy and you wanted to spray it all over the air, all over everything, right?
Yeah.
The painting on is once you've cut it, painting right on the open wound, that right there will. So what it'll do is it'll absorb right into the plant versus instead of like all over the place. So that's
perfect.
One thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
My concern would be as long as you can get the wave petunia out of the way and you can just hit the foliage of the grass, then you'd be fine. Mm-hmm. But if you can't, then just kind of keep an eye on it how you do it. So that's kind of what I would look at doing.
Yeah. Well, I have no idea how that grass got in there because it's been 20 years. I never had that problem.
It could be a weed, not a weed, like a blown-in seed from a neighbor, from the woods, from somewhere else where it went to seed. Some of the grass mm-hmm. went to seed, got mm-hmm. cut, died back, but mm-hmm. the seed was there and kind of flew into the area. That's
mm-hmm.
that's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you've been very helpful, and I will deal with it somehow.
I wish I could have, the right answer that we could go right away, but it's kind of an in-between one.
I guess I shouldn't complain after I got 20 years or more of beautiful, no work kind of flowers. That was the talk of the neighborhood. All right.
Well, hopefully it works out, and good luck for the future on it.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye. And our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I don't know if I heard you correctly, Nathan. Did you say no more or two more?
I said more. And Karen's in Keene, New Hampshire.
Thank you. Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, and thank you for your wonderful service and how you help so many of us.
Thank you.
Asparagus plants about 8 to 6 feet square, and I have moved into this area, so this is, I'm fixing up an old garden, and asparagus is growing up 4 to 5 feet high. I was able to harvest it last summer, that was just when I moved in here. What am I supposed to do with it? Am I supposed to cut it flat down for the winter and so forth?
And you said it was asparagus?
Yes.
Okay, and so when was the last time you did anything for it?
Last summer.
Okay, so last summer.
And this summer, early summer, it only started growing those woody, hard stems very high, and there was hardly anything to harvest, anything soft to harvest.
Okay, so it maybe what could have happened to it is it kind of just, it's gone through its cycle. Maybe it was a couple of years older. So that could be something to start fresh with. But a lot of times at this time, asparagus can actually produce for like 15 years. So you have to see how real old it, you know, obviously just moved into that section, so it's harder to. There's no real like winter care. It's not like we need to do a lot for the winter other than protect the root system. You can actually, as you see the leaves start turn yellow and die back, you can cut the brown fronds back. So those brown stems that are real big, you can cut those right to the base.
Okay.
Whereas, you know, and then really there's not a lot more to do for the winter. You could cover it with like some compost just to help it out. Maybe a couple inches, 4 inches of compost, straw, leaves, anything along those lines. But these are those asparagus that you have. You could definitely, cut them back right to the base. Those big, like the 5 foot pieces, those aren't going to do anything good for you. So just get rid of them here. And then next spring, just make sure you take that mulch and kind of thin it out away from the asparagus plants themselves so that it's not just like too thick above it, right? But you do want to have something over the top. You could use the compost so it kind of puts some of the nutrients into the soil from the compost. But I think just getting rid of those big pieces, and as they all start to turn yellow and brown, you can cut them back to the ground and then start fresh for the spring.
Very good. Thank you. Appreciate that. I have another, hopefully, just a quick question.
Sure.
I want to erase my vegetable garden from the ground up higher. What should I put in between, or should it be soil and mulch and some nutrients in layers till the topsoil part for next spring?
Now, how high are you raising it from?
Maybe like, just 2 feet, no more than that.
All right, so like from the ground, and you're going to move it up 2 feet?
That's right.
Okay, so you really, the biggest thing is you need at least about 7 to 12 inches of soil on there. What you could do to fill up some of the space on the lower if it's easier. You know, maybe some like gravel, some crushed stone to put in there to help with the drainage, the lower level. Sometimes that's easier. Or you could really, you know, it's the top 8 inches or so where you want to have that enriched with compost. So you can mix in soil and compost all together. It's really whatever you kind of have, but you know, soil, compost, some people even add some sand for some drainage, so that the water doesn't just sit in that area, because if you put a very like compact soil, sometimes water can sit on the edges where you've raised the bed and affect the, you know, whatever you use for timber or wood or whatever you're using. So I would say, you know, just add some good compost, good soil, whichever, as much as you want, because you really could use like 12 inches of it. So the first 12 inches underneath, you could use leaves, you could use compost, you could use rocks, you could use something else to just fill in the space, whatever is kind of easier for you.
Very good.
Alrighty.
Yes, thank you so much, and thank you indeed for the wonderful service that you help all of us.
Well, thank you, Karen. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Steve is in Sandwich.
Steve, welcome to the Paul Farron Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I'm calling about wintering over Diplodenia plants properly. So that I get these this year were absolutely very productive, magnificent, many, many flowers, blooms. They're still blooming now. The only thing that's going to kill them is the frost. Other than that, looks like they look as good as the day I bought them, which was Mother's Day. And these things have flourished wonderfully all season.
Well, so
here we are. It's time to put them down, and I just want to make sure I do it right.
So I would honestly bring them indoors into a spot where you can actually have them protected a little bit more. Because they're not going to overwinter well outside. They're just not going to do great. So I would definitely bring them indoors. Allow them to stay above 50 degrees. You don't want them to get too cold, right? You want to make sure that they are taken care of throughout the winter. So bring them indoors. You can keep them in a sunny window, like a south-facing window. And then you'll water them in for the next couple, 6-8 weeks here. During the months of December, January, February, we don't water as much, water a little less, right? Let them kind of have a cold period. Let them have a period of time where we don't have to do a lot for them, right? It's just letting them sit. From there, what I would look for you to do is, you also want to cut back on any of the fertilizing, right? The fertilizing doesn't need to happen during the winter months as well. We're letting it really have that period of time where you don't need it to do anything, right? You want it to just rest. So that's what we're looking to do. I would also, before you bring it in, I would look at spraying it with like a neem oil or a all seasons oil. What that's going to do is get rid of any of the insects that might try and come on in, right? Instead of, because they're trying to overwinter, right? And so they might try to come inside. So spraying them on like a screened in porch or in the garage before you bring them in for the season. And then bring them in. And again, you can repot them. If you wanted to, this would be a good time to repot it. You could, what am I looking at? One of the things you could add to some of the soil to help any of the insects that are soil borne would be to use a product like the mosquito bits from Summit, because that'll help get rid of some of the, some of the fungus gnats, those types of things that kind of come in during the winter months when you bring things in. So there's a little bit of work to it. You don't have to do like pruning or anything major. There are some like I said, but it's just to kind of get it ready for that cold period during the winter.
What about when you put them back out, Pat?
Yeah, and I want to go over that on the other side of the break because I'm going to get cut off here. So hang tight. We'll go over that in just a minute.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can't. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Steve is still with us. We were talking about diplodemia and what to do to bring it in. But then right at the end there, what do we do to bring it back out? So to bring it back out, we're going to slowly reintroduce it to the outside, right? As spring starts to hit and the warm weather starts to hit, and then not necessarily like hot weather, but warmer weather, we can start bringing it out during the day. And then from there, we want to bring it in at night when it gets too cold. Like, Diplodemia is considered a house plant in our area, and it is going to have a hard time really getting used to cold weather outside. So we don't want to, do that, right? We want to bring it out slowly, reintroduce it, and go from there. So as time goes on, you can leave it out later and later. But about March, you can start to wake it up a bit, water it a little bit more often, fertilize it, start getting it ready, and then bring it out. And that's kind of what we're looking to do with it.
Okay. And one last question, Patrick, on the when putting it away,
yep,
should be done shortly. Should it be pruned, cut back, resized? Because there's still a lot of new growth on it.
Yeah, I wouldn't prune it back, cut it back, or anything along those lines. Kind of let it do its thing. It's a plant that you could keep indoors throughout the year, right? Well, if you wanted to. And just let it do its thing. You just want to be, the thing I'm afraid of is if it gets too many frosts out there, you know what I mean? So make sure you're getting it done soon, but you still could be successful with it. Even if it stays plant? In, yeah, as a house plant, right? The thing is, it loves warm. Yeah, it loves warm weather.
Oh,
right. It's a plant that you see more often, you know, Florida, those areas. It's outdoors, you know, in South America, Mexico, those areas, right? So those temperatures don't go down too much. You just want to create the right humidity. You know, grouping it with other house plants that you have indoors, right? Creating like a little, it's not a rainforest, but that's the idea, because it creates this little forest together that creates their own humidity. They thrive off of each other because humidity is huge for wintering plants indoors. And just keep it going. You really could be fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I have a mandevilla that I'm going to probably bring in the next week to 10 days that I'm just going to leave and let it go. And I might just let it do its thing inside till next year, or maybe keep it in as a houseplant.
Oh, okay.
So it's definitely worth trying it out. But again, you kind of want to let it do its thing. You don't want to let it completely dry out to the point where it's like bone dry, but you don't want to water it as often. We're trying to get it so it just is a little, you know, a little less active.
I see.
You know, during the months of December, January, and February, a lot of plants want that where they can just kind of rest.
I see.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Patrick, and great show.
Well, thank you, Steve. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So I got about a minute left in the show. I don't want to bring on another call because I'm immediately going to cut them off. So I apologize for anybody who's waiting. I appreciate the calls. We will be back next week to answer all of your gardening questions. So keep the number. The phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here next week from 6 a.m. to 10. Karen from Natural Alternative will join us again next week. We'll probably talk a little bit about ice melt and what else we can be doing in the garden. But good day, good week to really be out there. I know there's a little bit of rain in the forecast, but get out and enjoy yourself before it's too cold. So get out there, plant something. While you're at it, be good to each other and your dogs. They're all we got. Anyways, I'll be back next week. So enjoy your week. And we will talk with you soon. Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you next week.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.